We've been dealing with this Gemara of Bavasra that's very strange, that has all these phrases that we weren't sure what to deal with, how to translate. Omrim Logdor, Tosis points out that that's a Hasra. Nisyaya Shemenu, he has to give up, and that would be pivotal in order to be Chayiv Achrayis. What in the world is going on over here? So yesterday, we concluded our search according to Tosfos, and we proved that there were definitely Bali at Tosfos that were under the impression that the whole din of Din of the Garmi is only Midrabbanan. And they proved that from a few different areas of Shas, and answered a few kashas, like Tosfos Bava Kama, by the case of Bor, why Shtaros wasn't excluded from Bor, because it's all Sarish Taurus is only Midrabbanan, Garmi is only Midrabbanan. And Tosfos proves that from the din of Asu Takonas Nigzel B'Mesira. Why is the Gemara raising this question? Why would it be any different than what they stipulated for a classic Gazlan that you made the Takonas Nigzel? It must mean that we smell that something's different over here when it comes to Dina Degarmi, that it's a lower level Chiyav and it's really only Midrabbanan. Okay? That was what Tosfos proved. And then what was relevant to us, the Gemashmaka Makabe Patish, was what the Rabbeinu Yoina pointed out, is that now when you go through Bava Basra, Bezim, and Aleph, and you read all these strange phrases of Omer Logdor, Asra, why is all that necessary? And then he has to respond with a Yeish that he's giving up. Why is all that necessary? Isn't this classic Hezek? We never have in the world of Bava Kama, in the world of Nezikin, a concept of Asra that's more of a Sanhedrin concept? Comes along the Rabbeinu Yonah and says, no, because since this is only a knas, so therefore you're only going to be chayev, what? If it's been mazid. Very similar to what the Gemara in Gittin says. If you hold fundamentally that Hezek Sheino Nikar is not Hezek, like Rabbi Yochanan, so then you're only chayev and mazid, you're only at your pater b'shoigig, because it's a knas. Konsu b'mazid, like konsu b'shoigig. Right? That's what we pointed out yesterday. And the Rabbeinu Yonah was the kicker over here to be mashlim the Shitas HaToisis, that now we have a running pshat in our Gemara, Geshmake Yisoy. However, Rabbi Yisai, the problem is the Ramban. The Ramban began to prove that this is utterly ridiculous, that anyone who thinks that we're not dealing with Hezek De'Oraisa here is absolutely wrong. And everyone knows that both Dina Degarmi and the case of our Gemara is a real Mazik Midaraisa. Everyone agrees that our case is a case of Dina Degarmi. No one could argue with that, Rabbi. So that's a fair Gemara on Daf Bava Kama, Daf Kuf Amud Aleph. But says the Ramban, once you're going to agree that this is Dina Degarmi, the case in the Gemara Bava Kama with Rish Lakish, that was a case of Shoigeg, and yet we still were Machayev. So what does the Ramban see already from that Gemara that we introduced yesterday? That since Reish Lakish was Shoigeg, and still you're going to be Machayev, it's Mashma that what? It's Mashma that what? That we're Chayev?
It's a Knas, but it's not.
It's a Doraisa. No, I'm not talking about Gittin. I'm talking about the Gemara of Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish relied on Rebbe Lazar, right? Reish Lakish on Rebbe Lazar over there, was he an innocent guy? He was an innocent guy. He wasn't trying to hurt Reish Lakish. And yet, says the Ramban, we were Machayev them, al din degarmi. So what does that now automatically take you out of? The world of Benad Rabbanan, the world of Knas. Obviously, this is more similar to what? Adam HaMazik, Adam Mu'ud La'olam. The din is, the Gemara Bava Kama says, when you're an Adam HaMazik, your chayev bein ba'in is bein b'shegig, and that's the Gemara in Gittin. That's the Gemara in Bava Kama with Reish Lakish on Daf Kuf that he was b'shegig and he'd still be chayev. Okay, the Ramban acknowledges that you don't have a 1000% raya from that Gemara. Maybe over there, Rabbi Elazar was p'sheya, so you can consider him amazing. Fine, but that's what he thinks. But then the Ramban continues, Rabbi said, and the Ramban says, but what I'm saying is already oiske paskind in the Gemara. The Gemara raised my Shaila, and the Gemara proved and went with my Shaila. And was Machriya my Shaila. Where is this Gemara, Rabbi Yisai? The Gemara on Bava Kama also, on Daf Kuf Tezayin, Kuf Yudzayin. What's the Gemara talking about? The Gemara is talking about a guy who had to squeal, a guy who had to show
the bandits where certain properties was.
So the Gemara says, if it's machmas the gazlon, right, he's mamish bayin is not potter. But if I didn't, so then what? I'm considered a mazik over here on ibichayev. So the Gemara raises the shayla. Everyone with me?
Is that a
mosa? What? A it's similar to a mosa. Yeah. So the Gemara says over there. So the Gemara says there for the Masira over there. The Gemara says, is that a din or a knas? Ooh, says the Ramban. That's interesting. Says the Ramban, what was the Gemara raising over there? What was the shayla that the Gemara was discussing? Says the Ramban, it was our very shayla. This din of dina de garmi, is that a din de oraiso or is that a knas min de rabbanan? And what does the Gemara conclude?
Masnisin
that what? Dinahi. The Mishnah says that it's a din. So therefore, says the Ramban, an ironclad rule, or ironclad proof, that dina de garmi is a din de oraisa, and therefore you're going to be chay of what? By the way, anyone who thinks that there's no nafkaminos over here in this shayla is crazy. Number one, nafkamina, if you're going to be chay of be shogeg. Nafkamina also we introduced yesterday, if what? The guy dies, are the yarshim going to have to pay? Is that a knas? That we only penalize the guy for doing something wrong with mezid? Or it's like a pech? Or no, you're chayav mi'ik or adin. You're chayav, these are your momenas. We don't care about your state. You're a mazik. So v'meila, your money is already meshubit to that individual. It's not. We're not upset at you. We're not angry at you. We're not patching you. We're saying you're anytime you're mazik, it's even if it was totally not your fault. Although magaz chayiv be'im ba'inis be'im shayig be'im baratzer, right? Like my shayla with the car in a few weeks ago. Rabbeisai. Actually, that wasn't another mazik. I should stop giving that example. Rabbeisai, azay zakter avalan. So we kind of left off. Rabbeisai, how is Tosis going to get out of that raya? Tosis has a way out of the raya from Reish Lakish. You can say it's a poshe. How does Tosis get out of the Raya from Baba Kama Kuvyat Zion? So the Ramban himself also throws out a Raya, and that seems to be clearly the way Rashi learned over there. Rabbi Isai, it's not clear that Dina Uknasa was discussing the general principle of Dina Degarmi. It might have been a localized issue about Mesira. When we nailed this guy as a Moiser, was it specifically this guy, says Rashi, because he's an Oisvarf? And he's been doing this problem so many times and we're just fed up with him already. And he's been goizel so many times and therefore we gave him this penalty and he had to pay up? Or is this a raya to all Dine Masira that we can extrapolate from here and learn to other types of Maisrim? But not necessarily did the Gemara itself deal with the Din Klali like the Ramban assumed of all Dine de Garmis. So you don't have necessarily a raya to what the Ramban concludes that the lashon of the Gemara of Man Doin Dina de Garmi is the same as the lashon of the Gemara of Baba Kama Kupyat Zayin Dina that it's a chiyav de oraisa. So you don't have a raya from that Gemara. It could be the Gemara suffix was a totally different suffix. Everyone with me, Rabbi Sai? So we neutralize that raya. By the way, as we're going through that raya, I have a problem, Rabbi Sai. If Adam is muad la'olam and you're an Adam amazik according to the Ramban. So what did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah made a qualification. When are you chayiv? If it's machmas agazlan. But if it was what? If it's what? Or if I was what? If the Gemara explains, if what? If he was ma'anis me, if he forced me, what's the din, Rabbi Isai? If it's oinis, then I'm?
Pater.
Is that, that's it well with you, Adam?
The Ramban's the one who doesn't make a chiluk.
Thank you. How's the Ramban going to explain that? So I didn't put this on the Marvel Kodesh. The Ramban asked this question. The Ramban himself asked this question. The Ramban says, you have to say, one of his answers, you have to say is that you're right. I really should have been a Chai Boinus, but over here, I'm not really an Odom Amazik B'maisa. I'm an Odom Amazik because I am the what? I am the Goyrim. But in a situation where the guy's putting a gun to my head, so I'm totally, it's as if like I'm not even involved over here. He's the Goyrim. So you want to be Machayev me, Altsgar me, Altsmazik over here to say that I'm a Goyrim over here? If it's Mamish Oynis, says the Ramban, that's very hard to attach me and to say that I'd be Chayev. Lashon of the Ramban, let's see the Lashon of the Ramban. Yeah, in general, and by an Odom HaMaisek with a Maisa.
Listen to the Ramban. Hold on. Here. Aval afilu l'divareinu, the Ramban has to concede a little bit. Motzinu tzad hakal begoyrim yoyser mimazik biyadayim. The Ramban needs to acknowledge that there still is, even in the world of the Oraisa, there still is going to be, there still is going to be a difference between a direct action and where I'm only a garmi, even though I'm chayev on a Oraisa level. That what? Vushahanenes leharos vehira potter vahanoisem enoisem biyad chayev. Says the Ramban, if I would give it, if I would mamish steal it, so then obviously I would be chayev, because that's my maisa, even if it was ba'oines. But if I just show it to you, then if I'm oines, I'm pater. Af al pishen nenes, kedas rabino hagod ozal, right? Yesh loimer she'enu choshev goyrim ela ha'oines, aval noto v'notzen biyad nida'ag ve'kale u'mischayev v'tashlun ma'alya. Inami af agav d'dina d'garmon adina, potru ha'oines mamish kozman sh'loya sa maisa. So it says the Ramban 2 days, either you're not a goyrim, either you're not a goyrim in a situation where I'm nenes.
Is that a grum, what you're saying?
I don't even think he's saying it's grum. I think he's just saying, the oinus is the one who's triggering here. I'm like, how do we assume in general oinus? It's as if I didn't do a... It's very tricky, Rabbi Yisrael. I'm asking that it's very subtle. The Ramban's understanding over here, goyrim is not a maisa, right? Everyone agrees over here. You're not an adam amazik but maisa. So over here, you want to relate back to me. Who's the trigger over here? Who's the goyrim over here? The guy who has the gun to my head. He's the one who's pulling the trigger. No pun intended, right? He's the trigger over here. He's the goyrim. So if you want to say that I'm totally not initiating anything and I'm totally force based on him, and I'm just showing it to him, so then he's really the goyrim, and I'm not doing anything that's really going to be mechayev me. That's what the Ramban's forced up to the wall in order to explain that, because again, the Ramban thought, in theory, you really should have paralleled these two things and said, even ba'oinis, you would have been chayev. He has to explain that. According to Tosis, it's not even nogeya, it's not even a shad. But Rabbi Isai, how's the Ramban going to deal with Adam Aspi yesterday? How's the Ramban going to deal with the Tosfos and Bava Kama? Why didn't the Gemara exclude Shtaros according to the Ramban? I don't know if the Ramban has to explain that. Tosfos happens to have a kasha of something that he explained according to his Shita, and therefore he says the Yisoid of Garmi bin Derabanan answers that kasha. I don't know. The Ramban can come up with another reason why the Gemara didn't exclude. That's not really a compelling proof to the Yisoidis of Taisus. What about the Gemara in Meruba? What about the Gemara Iosu Takonas Nigzal B'moiser Olav? So Taisus says, what do you mean? If it's regular Dinim De'araisa, so why would you differentiate? Must be that Garmi is only De'rabanan. So Rabbi Isai, I don't know if that's a compelling proof either. Chazal made a Takona. Not necessarily the Chazal, we're metaking that for everyone agrees the Takonas Nigzal over there is a Takonim Derabanan of the Shvua. So Chazal are given the ability where to be metaking it, where not to be metaking it. Do you necessarily see a Raya from that Gemara that the Chi of Mazik of Garmi is Derabanan? Because the Gemara didn't assume to apply Takonas Nigzal over there? Once you know the Takonas Nigzal of the Shvua is a Din Derabanan, so therefore the Gemara can clear which mazikim de'oraisa they applied it to and which didn't. So Chazal saw it necessary for them to make it when there was a direct hezek al yedei ha'maisa and not when it wasn't al yedei ha'maisa like a garmi. There's no proof from that Gemara that necessarily garmi is de'oraisa. So I don't think that the Ramban is backed up into a wall from that Gemara either. The only Gemara, Rabbi Isai, yeah, Adam, you had a kasha? The only Gemara that I'm really stuck with, Rabbi Isai, is what? No, not Gittin. I don't see any rise from Gittin. Bava Basra. Bava Basra Dav Beis. Once I have this Rabbeinu Yonah's Pshat, Rabbi Isai, and I have this new Havana in how to read our Gemara, I answered all my kashas. Oimrim Lagdar. Hasra is necessary. And you have to be Miyayish. And everything works glad. And everything's great. What in the world is the Ramban going to do? What in the world is the Ramban going to defend himself as? So the emesis, Rabbi Yisai, the Ramban dealt with this in a few places in his Dinar Bigarmi. But the truth is, the Ramban thought ours Gemara was mamish midaraisa, to the extent that he discusses and he says, wait a second, ask the Ramban, is it true that this is relating to the Adam? Ask the Ramban, there are arba avos nezikin. And the Gemara tells us in Bava Kama, the Mishnah beginning of Bava Kama tells me, if my mamon is mazik, that's also my responsibility. When your mamonu shehizik is mazik, that's your responsibility. You have to guard your mamon. You have to guard your shore. You have to guard your property to make sure that it doesn't go out and damage other people. Ask the Ramban, why isn't our sugya a classic hezik of mamonu shehizik? My item that I own is going and being mazik another individual. So that's my responsibility.
He's also being mazik himself.
That's true also. That's for the next sugya. Why? For some reason, we're focused on the Baal HaGefen over here. I'm not explaining that, and I told you that's going to come in later sugyas. I'm not sure why. I am sure why, but we have to get to it. But the Rishayim and Babas are going to deal with that. But leaving that aside, there's a mazik over here. And no one's debating that there's a mazik over here. And no one's debating that the Baal HaGefen is chayev. The Ramban's just asking, why are we assuming that this is relating to the Adam? Why don't we just say simply that it's Mamono Shehizik? What's an example of Mamono Shehizik, Rabbi Yisai? What's an example of a kama of Mamon being mazik?
Shor
Shenagach. So what, because this is not an animal and it doesn't have horns, so therefore it's not going to be chayev? That's not true. We look at the common denominator of what the reason the Shor Shenagach is chayev, and then we say we attribute it to other property as well. So let's analyze, Rabbi Yisai. So the Ramban doesn't tell us what he's referring to. So let's see. Where's this Ramban, Rabbi Yisai? Amud Kuf Yud, right? Sui Kula Medak. Ask the Ramban. Says the Ramban, maybe we're learning the wrong sugya. Maybe the whole Gemara about Kamad Adaf Kuf is wrong, and this is not Dina Degarmi, which relates back to who? Back to the owner, that I am doing it, right? That I am the Maisa. I'm the person who's doing the Mazik over here, right? And therefore, even B'Shoigig, I'm going to be Chayev, right? Maybe it's Mamaynehu, Mamaynehu Da'azik. Shehagfonim Shalo, Heim Shehol Chanu Misarvim in Tvua Shel Chaveiro. Because the vineyard is his, and they are the ones that are mixing up with his tvua. Osrin oso. By the way, Yosef, that's a very telling line for the question you just asked. I shall read it again for you. Shagfonim shalohim. Sheholchin umisarvim in tvua so shel chavero. Sounds like there's some sort of movement that's existing from the gefen to the tvua. Who's jumping on who over here? Sounds like the Ramban thought that there was a certain direction that things were going, and that might really alleviate a lot of the questions you guys asked that's going to come up in a future sugya of why we're so focused on one individual over the other individual. There might be actually over here physically a mazik in one direction. So that just, again, it's not obviously not going to be that simple. Obviously they're going to be chokim on that. We're going to do that in the future, but sounds like the Ramban just answered your question. What's the Ramban asking, everybody said? The Ramban is asking a Meir Dik Akasha. He's not bothered by why we're saying it's Rabbi Meir according to Dina Degarmi. Why? He's saying, Mehechatesi that Rabbanon are not going to agree to this. What do Rabbanon hold? Loi doin dina degarmi. Right? Rabbanon disagree with Rabbi Meir and Baba Kama Daf Kuf. They don't accept the concept of dina degarmi. Who says that the Rabbanon are not going to subscribe to our Mishnah, to our Braisa? Who says that the Rabbanon would pater by Mechitza Sakarim Shenofla?
Arguing whether it's a dina degarmi?
Yes.
It's implied that
he's arguing with the. He's attacking the Gemara and Baba Kama Daf Kuf right now. Yes. Our whole Yisod. Everything we've been assuming from day one that this is a classic example of Dina Degarmi, says the Ramban, why? Why is this any different then a shore, my shore that I own, that goes into another person's rishus and eats up his stuff, and it's chayiv. Everyone heard that, Kasha?
Harry Mayer.
What?
How do you work with Harry Mayer? Like, where's Harry
Mayer? No. He knows the Gemara Bava Kama Kodav Kuf says right. That. He thinks that he doesn't understand the Gemara Bava Kama Kuf. He's asking a Kasha on the Gemara. He's a Rishon. He doesn't understand the Gemara. He's not disagreeing with the facts. He's just saying, I don't get it. Why isn't this just Mamun Amazik? And Mamelu Rabbanu will agree. What, anyone learn Bava Kama Dabbez over here? Anyone learn the Sugis of Bava Kama?
But then it's not Garmi and you can't get the source from there.
I know! He's asking, why is the Gemara assuming that? Why? Not what? Why? Chev, are you with me? Is everyone chab what he's doing? He acknowledges the Gemara Baba Gad Dav Kuf. He's asking, why is that correct? How do we ignore the fact that this is my mom and that's being mazik? That should be a regular classic, mom and I'm mazik. Now, I sent you a Divrei Yecheskel, Rabbi Yisai, which I'm sure no one took a look at. Divrei Yecheskel, which is so gevaldik, Rabbi Yisai, Divrei Yecheskel just works on the kasha of the Ramban. There's so much literature amongst the Achronim just to even understand what this kasha meant in the light of an analysis in Bava Kama. What category of Hezek was the Ramban referring to? What do we got? We have Shor. That could be what? Karen. Shame. Regel. We have what? Bor. We have Aish. And then we have Adam, which we know is not what the Ramban is disconnecting it from. So the Divrei Yecheskel wants to know, the Ramban never tells us which he uses the word shor, right? So our initial response, says the Divrei Yecheskel, is that it's probably one of these, right? Karen, what's the yisod of Karen? Kavanos lahazik. Right? I'm preparing you guys for your bechinu with Rav Shechter when you want to go into the kaila, right? Kavanos lahazik. Is this kavanos lahazik? Does my Geffen have any kavana? No, that's F. Okay. In addition, it can't be Karen, right? The Divrei Yecheskel writes. He says it's like nogach va'achar kach hifkir. He says you lose ownership over here because it becomes aser ba'ana. Ayin Shom, he thinks Karen's out. Shame? Regel? He also discusses that can't be. Why? Because the Mishnah of Bava Kama also discusses where when I did it, when I left the property, it was protected over here, and then it jumped over a fence, and then it was mazik. Says the Divrei Yecheskel, then I'm not chayiv. So also over here, when I planted the mamon, right, there was a wall there, and there was a good separation, and only afterwards did it fall down. So therefore, he rejects chain and regal. So Rabbi Yisai, kedai take a look. Ultimately, the Divrei Yecheskel says it has to be eish, but what type of eish? Not eisho mishum chitzo, because that would be adam, but rather eisho mishum mamon. Just a fascinating Divrei Yecheskel. I didn't want to get into it. I didn't want to give shir on it. It's just beautiful because you see the Gedolei Achronim wanted to understand every single stage of the Ramban. This is not staying. This is not lasting. It's just understanding what the kasha of the Ramban is. And I sent you the Divrei Yecheskel. Kedai to take a look. Mikoyach this, the Ramban comes off with a new yesod. Drum roll, please. But before I say the Ramban's Yisoid, the Ramban says this Yisoid in one other place. And that is what? To disagree with another Shita that seems fascinating and is worth talking about. Rabbi said we're not going to spend enough time on it, that the Ramban felt necessary to disagree with. You see, the Ramban is wiping other Shitas off across the board. Minatzad el atzad. V'ika de salak adaite, zap the Ramban. I'm skipping a little bit. Litzrutze, shiny yocha, there are those that wanted to answer this teretz. Shiny yocha, she'inka nezek, ela machmas gromo. It's not really your mamon that's being mazik directly. But over here, it's two stages. It's very indirect. Sha'afa gvonim shalo eina mazikin es hatfua. You know what the answer to this question is? It's not your mumon that's being mazik. He's not going to answer like the way we explained. They want to say, you misunderstood the way kilayim works. Fascinating. We understood that the second maigfonim go into a mixture with what? The tfua, boom, kilayim. So ask the Ramban, why is that garmi? Why isn't that mumon chayizik? Why isn't that one of the examples of the Mishnah Baba Kama before Adam? And this could be a chiyav even according to who? Even according to the Rabbon and the Rabbi Meir that are not done din and degarmi. This is direct hezek from what? From what? From my mamon. She'af agfonim shelo einam azikin es atfua ela shehen garmin le'iser sheyovo. What happens, everybody said? What are these mefarshim answering? You know why this is not mamon amazik? Because what? Because it's really two steps. It's not really the mammon that's going in there and damaging the item, but rather what? What's the nezek?
They're answering
it. It's that once that mixture exists, they stand next to each other. Now there could be a future nezek that's an outgrowth of that. No pun intended. I'm going to read it to you again, Rabbi Yisai. Ve'ikah d'salak adaita l'tzrut. Say there are those that wanted to say the following teretz. Shiny ocha she'en kan nezek ela machmas groma. It's still garmi. Why? Because the gefonim are not directly damaging. She'af ha'gefonim shelo einu mazikim es ha'tfua. Ela she'im gormim le'iser she'yovol. It's still going to be in the world of garmi. It's still going to be indirect because what? It's only once they enter that now the iser can come about, but the iser is not directly right there at that first stage when they enter into the property and stand next to the tvu and mix up with them. El shein garmen l'iser sheyavo, va'adayin tzrichen l'divrei Rav Yitzchak Zal. Says the Ramban, it's very lacking. I don't understand what they're saying, because if that's the case that the gfanim coming in and entering into the other property and mixing up with the tefuah, according to these shittas, that's not kilayim. Kilayim only comes later. So then ask the Ramban, then that should be a violation of what? Of hezek sheino nikar. If you understand that what? That the gfanim are now mixing, we can point to a mixture that now is being created, and once the gfanim come alongside the tvua, that now is a mazik, like I was asking that it should even be mamon amazik, even according to the manda omer, that holds its dina degarmi is not don dina degarmi, loy dinina dina degarmi, because the gfanim themselves are walking in there and asering up the tvua, and the mazik is direct, so they're not going to understand, that's hezek nikar. But if you're understanding that what? No, it's not even the mixture. What is it, Rabbi Yisai? What is it according to these Yeshiva Farshim? How does Kilayim come about? What's the two stages of Kilayim according to these Yeshiva Farshim? How did you understand this, Ramban? These Shittas that are quoted in the Ramban. Where's the Kilayim?
Just them being there.
No, because that's direct. When what?
Until it actually grows.
Oh, excellent, Asher. L'chayra, these Yeshiva Farshim are understanding that Kilayim, Rabbi Yisai, this is Myridik. We would have never learned any of this. These Rishonim are understanding that Kilayim is not when they come together, when they start growing together. And now they're Goyrim to now be Kilayim. It's the Gidul Be'isser Uber Buvya that now creates Kilayim according to these Yisra Farshim. It's like the Ramban, really? That's Pshat? Then that's a violation of Hezek Sheino Nikar. If it's Hezek Sheino Nikar, that's something that's not recognizable. That's something that I can't wrap my finger around. That's something that I can't point to. Says the Ramban, then you're going to be what? You're going to be stuck because what? Then I should only be chayiv, bemezid, and apishoyge. What? No. The Ramban again. The Ramban assumes that our sugya, if Dina Degarmi has nothing to do with the machloikas of Hezek Sheinu Nikar. There's an independent problem of Hezek Sheinu Nikar. There's a lack of the Hezek. Dina Degarmi does not mean Hezek Sheinu Nikar. That's what the Ramban proves elsewhere. The Ramban holds, right? Let me ask you the following question. The Ramban asks, why don't you say every Medameya, every person in the Gemara and Gittin, why don't you say that he's Chayav according to a Meir? And then what? What's the problem? That should even be b'shoigek. Because you're an other mamazik, b'dina d'garmi. So what does the Ramban say? No. Why are you confusing these terms? Says the Ramban. If there's a chisaron in the nezek, there's no nezek that's nikar in front of you, that's a knas b'drabban and I'll agree to. Over here, when it comes to d'ina d'garmi, there's chisaron here. There's a hezek nikar over here. And the only problem is it was indirect and it was a little bit disconnected from the Adam that you can't call me a classic Adam Amazik. Those two sugyas are independent sugyas, says the Ramban. Not every medame, every hezek and nikar is going to be a d'ina d'garmi, because d'ina d'garmi means how do you relate it back to the individual? D'ina d'garmi doesn't talk about the actual nezek. D'ina d'garmi is assuming it's hezek nikar. Over here, by the sugya and gemara gittin of hezek shenu nikar, the gemara is saying, no, there's no chisaron over here. This is a halachic psul. This is something that becomes tome. That's the nezek over here. Oh, you want to talk about something that's not really a chisaron? That's just in Hilchus, Tumah V'Tara now going to become have a chisar? That's not a real chisaron. So that's totally on the machlok, it's Chizki and Rabbi Yochanan of Hezek Shenu Nikar, Shmei Hezek or Loi Shmei Hezek. Says the Ramban, don't tell me that this is Garmi because it's going to grow, because then you're going to have a problem, then it's going to be the sugya of Hezek Shenu Nikar. And we don't connect the sugyas of Rabbi Meir Rambanan and Chizki and Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara in Gittin about Hezek Shenu Nikar and the Gemara in Baba Kama, says the Ramban, already taught us, are not necessarily totally ho ba-ho. When you say a person is chayav dina d'garmi, and according to the Ramban, he's saying you're chayav d'araisa, that's Hezek Nikar. You were really mazik me. You caused the chisaron to my stuff. Elamai, why is it only garmi? Because it's a little bit disconnected from me. It's not a classic Maisa Hezek. So it says the Ramban, I disagree. Be a soid of kilayim, Rabbi Yisai. Comes out, the Ramban says, they missed the boat and had to understand kilayim. So the Ramban understands what? That these yesh mefarshim misunderstood kilayim, like Asher pointed out, and the Ramban holds the second the gfanim come in to the erbuvia and mix up with the tvua, boom shakalaka. That's kilayim. It's not the future giddel. Because that would be hezek sheino nikar. What? You need a shear, fine. But you don't need Gidol. The Metzias itself. You're just saying it could be Batal.
You need Masayim for it to be Osir.
What do you mean?
You need a growth of Masayim for it to be Osir.
You need a mixture of less than Masayim to be Osir. What? How do you know you need Gidol? Mm-hmm. You need a shear to Osir. If it's Batal, it's Batal. Hosafa means that you now have a shear. That's not batal.
Doesn't that mean that the tefua grows?
That's the way Yom Shafarshim is understanding. According to the Ramban, maybe it's that, no, there's not enough to be mevatal it. Elavadi, listen to the Lashon. They're wrong. Elavadi ha'irvav hu'ahezik. U'kishorish enogach domi. Says the Ramban, where is the kilayim happening, Asher? Elavadai ha'irvav hu anezek. U'kishayre shenogach domi. Says the Ramban, where do I see the nezek happening? Later on, when it grows? Nein! The second they come, birbuvya, boom! That's nezek. So that's why the Ramban has a kasha. It's not a delayed reaction. It's coming straight up from my mamon. So that's why the Ramban comes back. So why aren't you mechayev also according to the manda omer? That's loy dan din negarmi. Let's be mechayev alts mishna baba kama da bezam et aleph. Shoro shehizik, esho shehizik. Whatever mazik you find. Look at the divrei yecheskel. We'll figure out what the kasha of the gemara of the Ramban was. But lemaisa, it's mamon amazik. And it's a direct moment on Mazik. It's happening in the first split second that it gets there as long as you have the right shear and it's not batal. It's not the growth. Rabbi Sai, we have a fundamental machloikas over here. You can go through the whole entire Mishnayos Kilayim, but if you only learned the Ramban and Kutras Der Garmi, will you really learn the Rishonim and how they learn the Lumdis of Kilayim? All because of the kashas that he asked of why is this only going according to Mandam Radina Der Garmi? Now you understand what I mean when it's all one sugya, Rabbi Yisai. You can't learn this without that. You say this from the kasha of the Ramban to now understand, what is kilayim? Is kilayim future growth? Is kilayim the metzias of them being together?
Well, let's see. The Ramban's saying that it really should be similar to a shore that's ramming into my stuff. To a shore that's eating up my crops. To a shore that's burning up my crops. However you slice it, he thinks it should be chayiv according to everyone because it's mamona sheizik. And he says, don't tell me that it's going to be a delayed reaction and it's only going to be a gorim to a future growth, like Asher said. So Rabbi Sai, why in the world at the end of the day is it me and not my mamon? Why is this true only according to Rabbi Meir? Says the Ramban, we missed the boat. We learned Baba Kama Daf Kuf, and it's really Baba Kama Daf Beis. And you want to figure out which one? Look at the Divrei Cheskel. You'll learn all the klolim of Mamon Shehizik, which category can fall into. Great. Not for now. Ultimately, he comes out and he says, Deishu Mishu Mamono, because he has all different problems with all the other Arba Avos Nezikin. But ultimately, ask the Ramban, it shouldn't be Adam. It shouldn't be Dina Degarami. This should be direct. Why? Because he assumes against the other Rishonim how to understand the nature of the Isser Kilayim. It's the direct earbulb that creates the Isser. Everyone with me, Rabbi Isai? Yeah.
When you say direct earbulb, does that mean that they're touching each other? Or
no, any type of chiwa. Whatever Chazal viewed to be considered mechubar.
But do we say that it's when they're planted or later on? Then?
When they move in to be in the vicinity of each other, then now they're considered next.
Does anybody say that it's usher when they're planted and that could be kilayim or no?
Well, no, when it was planted, there was a hefsek, there was a mechitza. Okay. Everyone agrees. Yeah.
How is the
that was actually the Divrei Cheskel's problem. To say that this is Shane Varego, because what do you want from the Bailam over here? Just like if I had a wall protecting my animal and then he jumped over the wall, that's not my chiyuv. So too over here, it's not Shane Varego, because even though it moved on its own, but when I planted it, there was a wall there that was safeguarding it. So I protected, I locked up the cage.
Okay.
I locked up the cage of an animal, or I locked up the cage of a vineyard. Yeah.
The cage fell down.
Yeah, okay, fine.
It's
not tchilas of the pshia. Look at the Divrei Cheskel. He writes, there's a chesaron in your. It's totally on the sugya over there.
Well, can't because then our Gemara is here anyway.
Exactly,
so
right.
What
does
Ramban do with
Daf
Kuf
and Tobitama? No. The Ramban, right now, the Ramban is asking Akasha. The Ramban says, I got the Gemara about the Baba Kama Daf Kuf. I agree that this is only according to Mandar Medina and Didigarmi. But you know what, Judah? I don't understand why. He's allowed to ask a question?
No, I thought we were in the answer.
No. He's just saying, I don't understand. I didn't say the answer yet. That's what I just screamed out. Okay, why? What is going on over here? How does the Ramban resolve all these questions? So, Dr. Ramban, Amayur Dikiyusayd. You guys are still missing information for Kilayim. So, Dr. Heiliger Ramban, you want to know why this is not Mamono Shehizik? You want to know why this is not a din according to Rabbi Meir, Rabbanan who argue on Rabbi Meir? It's like the Heiliger Ramban. Umefarkin le Rabbanan zal lahach kosho. Deloy mitzer machmas irbuv lichude. But it for sure is the irbuv. Says the Ramban, but it's not enough to be m'uruv for kilayim. Kilayim is not what you thought, that it's just any mixture and have a nice day. Once they mix, and again, according to the Ramban, it means directly when they mix, not future growth, like Asher said, or the Yesh Mefarshim and the Ramban said. No, direct. Aye, so then, what's relating back to me? Elimipneishnis yayish mi ligdor v'yeusho hu agoyrem ha'oser v'hu agoyrem loy luschayim. Says the Ramban, Kilayim requires the physical earbuf and the bailim to be misyayish from what? Fixing that problem. It's fascinating. Kilayim, again, is not a metzias. Kilayim has different conditions that are linked to it. And it's not just a mixture of what we thought all of our lives. The gamri lo mimasnisin disnan b'meseches kilayim. It says in the Mishnah meseches kilayim. Haroye yerek bekerem. A person sees a yerek in his vineyard. Va'omer oh likasha agia loy el katenu. When I have a second and I'm done with my tax returns, I'm going to pluck it out. What's the din? Mutter. Omer Eilech Lebesi. I'll go back home. Kisha Achzor Alaktenu. Im Hoysif Bimasayim Osir. Then, if it reaches a shear, then it's Osir. Umefarshi, my mutter. Shaloi Neser Ayerek Veloya Kerem Umay Osir Shakidesh. Ushmamino Deresha Afal Pisha Hoysif. Even though you have the shear. Mutter. Mipnei Shaloi Nisyayish Vidaitoi Lakor. Since he says, hold on, I'm going to get to it. There was what? Something missing in the din deoraisa to Aser. One of the conditions to Aser Kilayim is Daito Shalabailin. Moiridik. Givaldik. Afkan. Ilu loynes yayish vidaito iligdor loynesar bitoysefes meachar de laze de loy laze. Vie ushoi umachshav osoi hu she osro ve hu she chayvo lishalem.
Moira Dick. Moira Varaboisai, I really ask you in all seriousness. How does a person learn Baba Basra Daf Beis Amid Aleph and Beis Amid Beis without opening up a Kuntres Dina Degarmi? Because you know what? You will not find this in the Ramban Baba Basra on Daf Beis. The Ramban Baba Basra Daf Beis deals with other kashas that we're going to get to. This is the ABCs of our Gemara. What did the Ramban just resolve? What did the Ramban just say, Rabbi Zai? The Ramban just said, you want to understand those confusing questions that you asked on Sunday morning when you were giving shir? What in the world is Yeish? This is not a Rabbi Nachman Shmuz. This is not a Rabbi Tzadik on the Parsha. This is Mazik. This is not Aveide. This is not Gzele. Where is Yeish Shaykh over here? Says the Ramban, you don't know anything about Kilayim. That's what the Gemara was telling you. It's not just about the mixture. It's about the bilim. Wow. And maybe that's why you need Asra. Because you got to know about it. Because if you don't have Das over here, if you're not warned over here, then what? Then we can't what? Fill in my blank. You can't, according to Rabbeinu, what? And according to Ramban, what? Say a chakir over here, Rabbi Yisai. We have a lumdish chakir over here. Oh, zok the Gemara in Baba Basra. Omr loygdor, nisyayish emenu chayiv achrayis. According to this one shita, Omr loygdor, the Asra is to what? Is to kick in what din? Is to kick in din of the garmi? Is to make you chayiv achrayis. But what do I probably have beforehand? I probably have a what? Kilayim. Masha ain't according to the Ramban. No! You're learning Zroim! Omer Mlokdor, Nisyayish is a din in Kilayim! Myridik! A totally different Havana, a machloik is in our Sugya! Totally different Pshatim, min HaKotze LaKotze! Mela Zok Ramban, don't ask me kashas why this isn't Mamon HaMazik. Why is this not Momon HaMazik? Because your Momon can't do this. You misunderstood the whole Mazik over here. So I saw the Ramban. And this is a Din D'Oraisa. And there's a Prat in Kilayim that needs the Das. Oh, it needs the Das. It's the Odom that's being Mazik over here? That's a Gemara Baba Kama Daf Kuf. That's Dina D'Garmi. Wait a second, Rabbi Yisai. Why? Once you say it's the Bailin, once you say you need me to Oser, and it's not the Gfonim, and it's not a Shor Shemazik, right? That's the Ramban's clear, right? Everyone attacked on the Ramban over here, right? What do you do with the Gemara Baba Gat Daf Kuf, Daf Tufka? He knows about the Gemara Baba Gat Daf Kuf. He just had to prove why it's correct. So it says the Ramban, because you need a Yisoy, then Kilayim. By the way, you need this Ramban to learn Baba Kama Daf Kuf also. Why is it a Mamon HaMazik? Why is it only according to Rav Meir? But I have a kasha, Rabbi Yisai. What's my kasha?
Why is it what? Why is it only
garmi?
Garmi. Why can't it be? What do Rabbanan agree? Rabbanan agree that there's a mazik in the beginning of Baba Bahama called what? Adam Amazik, right? Why don't we take the Ramban Svara and push it far and say Baba Kama Daf Kof is still shver? Baba Kama Daf Kof is still shver.
It's not
be a dime. Oh. Everyone hear my kasha before I see Yosef's Teretz? Why don't you take it one step further and say, oh, you're being Messiah over here? You're the one that's guarding the Isser over here? So then you should be an Adam Amazik and still be Machayev according to Rabbanan that Cholik on Remer. Why is this totally on Dina de Garmi? Elamai? It must be. That it's what? It's lacking a maisa. Adam Amazik is when I take my car and I ram it into your car. Adam Amazik is when I do a maisa, I take my axe and I break it into this desk. But over here, no, the wall fell on its own. The movement is all happening on its own. It's just that I am goyrim for that to exist. Oh, that's the case. If that's the case, so then what? Then what? And that's only karmi. That answers Rabbeinu some other kashas that I'm not going to get into. The Ramban asked later on, what about Pigel? Why isn't that also Dina Degarmi? Right? So the Ramban says, no, over there there's a Maisa Shchita. Right? So the Ramban has to be saying that if it's just Machmas Yer Machshava and you totally weren't involved physically, so that's going to be the Yisoid of Dina Degarmi, Rabbeinu Yisai. That's the Yisoid. But another fascinating Yisoid that he has to machavek. You guys understand what machavek means? He has to wipe away, get rid of. Is a sheet in the Rishonim that wanted to answer his kasha about Maman Amazik and had a new Havana in Kilayim based on this kasha. And he says, no, that's wrong. And the Yisoid HaYisoid is to all of my kashas and to all of the kashas that are presented is that what? You need to relate it back to the Bible. And it has to be through my machshava. And my machshava is goyrim. And if my machshava is goyrim, that's totally on the din called dina de garmi. But that's going to be what? Something that is chayav midoraisa and is not chayav midorabba. Yeah, Yosef.
According to the Ramban, what's the difference between grama and garmi?
It's a good question. Again, Rabbi said, we didn't really deal with all the chilukim of the Rishonim. Right? Lamashal. The Mordechai that you asked, right? The Mordechai asked on the Ri. On the Ritzbah, I'm sorry, on the Ri. The Ri that wanted to make already this, that wanted to quantify. And he said it has to be a Maisebi Adayim and it has to be Miyad. So ask the Ri what? So ask the Mordechai, how is Kilayim fit in that, right? Is it Miyad? Is it Miyad?
Maybe.
So maybe. Maybe according to the Ramban.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. And is it Machmas the Adam? Maybe.
But kinda, yeah.
That's exactly what the Mordechai answers.
He doesn't say Maisa B'Adam, right?
He doesn't say, no, Fakir. Maisa B'Adam would make it Adam and Mazik. You don't want it to be. It has to be Miyad, and it has to be Machmas Didei. So he says, he writes there, he says like the Ramban, his Machshava, that's going to be Machai of it. So, and then he has another Teretz. What does he have another Teretz that you were struggling with? The Kilayim is there, but it doesn't Aser.
Yeah. The Tosefus itself is Aser. So there's still some Hefsid even before.
So when does it Aser?
When it's Masayim. Then the Gan Sefil is Aser.
When it's the Shir.
Yeah.
So when it's my Machshava. Yeah. Or when it's my Machshava. He says the Kilayim exists.
Two different territories.
So one is it.
Why is it?
Anyone have the Lashon over here? The Baba Kama? Where's the Mordechai? Read it.
So he's feeding the
Mordechai
into the Ramban?
No. I don't know if he's doing that. He's asking according to the Ri that if the klalim are miyad and it has to be, what was the other tanai of the Ri?
Ba'atzmo
has to be me. So then, how does that fit by kilayim? So what does he answer?
Ba'afagav dinisyayish kolo gidra ba'al kol zman shalo husik masayin eno neser mechomokom kilayim ika ve'im haya nikker.
So what does that mean? That means that even though it's... Is he learning like the Yesh Mefarshim of the Ramban?
We learned the last time the Otzitz Nakov. It says, Tosef Matayim, then the whole plant is Aser. So I'm a sign, then still, you cause the plant from the Yanika with the Kilei Akarim, the Tfuah grew a hundredth, so that new growth of a hundredth is Usur.
Part of it is Usur, but it's not Batal.
Yeah. He doesn't make the whole plant Usur.
Yeah, but the Rishonim apply Bittel over here. Why isn't it Batal?
Yeah.
But the Gemara does say it's Usur, no?
The Gemara says, yeah, that shtickle is Usur. Another question is, how's that a hefsid, though? It's not really a hefsid.
No, I don't think he's saying that you would be chayv al tzidei momenus yet. He's saying, since something exists miyad,
there is technically
something that could, so we could pin it to make it garmi. Yeah. Yeah. I don't think he's saying you'd not be chayv achrayas yet.
So he's making a lema freya, kind of?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there was something that was miyad. Yeah, exactly. But we're going to see in future sugyas that the din of kilayim by hoisef masayim, if it's less, it's bottled. Yeah, find that gemara. Rabbi Isai, lemaisa, what Yosef is asking is a great kasha. Again, the Ramban is still going to have to give us the conditions of when does garmi apply, even when it is machmas atzmo, right? The Ramban clearly holds that I have to be involved for garmi, right? And that's the difference between garmi and mamon amazik. But there's something lacking when I don't do a maisa, or when it's what? When it's but it has to be with some other conditions that we're not getting. We didn't learn all the klalim according to the Ramban where he applies, where he doesn't apply. Maybe he needs bari hazek. Is it clear? Maybe he needs that it's not delayed. I don't know. I don't know what the other klalim are according to the Ramban. Yeah. Any other questions, Rabbi Isai? So that pretty much Rabbi Isai wraps up the sugya and really sends us into the next sugya, Rabbi Isai, which we really already introduced. Which really gets us into the fundamental issue of the fact that you're assuring another guy's stuff. You now, through your kilayim, through this growth, are going to assur another guy's stuff. Is that a problem? Is that not a problem? And how do we deal with that? And how does that now intertwine with the rest of Shas? Then, Mirtz Hashem Rabbeisim, when we finish that sugya, we'll have to get back to the question that you guys have all been asking, is why is everything being pinned on the Bala Geffen over here and not the Bala Tfuah if it takes two to tango?
We
mentioned according to Ramban how he alluded to that, but there's a much larger sugi over here. And what is the issue over here, and what is the chi of Tashlubin based on? Is it a chi of Kilayim Nezek, or is there some other Nezek over here? We're going to, Mirtz Hashem, get to that. That's going to be the in two sugis from now. And finally, in the third sugya, we have to get back to the rest of the Tosfos, the Rabbi Tam, who learned Imrim Logdor, Hoisiv Masayim, to be totally different and opens up an entirely different sugya that takes us back to Yerideya, Mirtz Hashem, and to many Yisaidis in Yerideya that have come out of this one Brisa, Rabbi Isai. I didn't write this. It's unbelievable how many bombs Chazal dropped in this one Brisa in order to just learn Klolim for Shas, for Bamatsia, for Babasra, that pays him at all. But we're done with the Dina Degarmi crunchers for my side.